And that's not how we typically start this show. That must mean the one and only. It's like WWE around here, man. David Roddy just walks down the hill, the ramp. He's jumping up on stage. We got big news coming from the Colorado State Stud. David, my friend, I was at Pro Day today. I thought I'd see a run of 40 or something, but instead I see a tweet out, some pretty big news or some tweets rolling around. Thanks so much for jumping on the show short notice, my man.
Yeah, no worries. Hey, Brady, you forgot about me spitting water into the air.
You know you got to do it at some point, man. I pictured. I told Jaden, I'm like, we got to get his music going. It's going to pump him up. It's like he's walking around holding up the belt. I love it. So you'd spit the water in the air, okay? We know that for sure, right?
Yes, for sure.
David, my man, big news. It's crazy. I was watching a lot of these young athletes run around today for the pro day where all the reporters are sitting around, and then we start talking about David Roddy, which is always a topic of discussion. We kind of thought this was coming, but go ahead and tell us the plans, my friend.
Yeah. So, I have to talk to the family and posting on, my social media that, I will be entering my name into the 2022 NBA draft while keeping my eligibility for my senior season. So, man, it's just an exciting time for myself. And so much hard work has gone into this, decision, and I'm really just excited for the future and what it might hold for me.
Man, big news. And all right, let's talk about this. What was the decision-making process like first? Because I definitely want to pick your brain as far as what you've experienced so far. Who's that first person you talked to that you really felt like, okay, you're going to help me make a decision going forward? Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Yeah. It was just mostly my coaches. Those guys are great human beings, and they have a lot of knowledge. They've had a few talks with people on that level, and they would say it would have been a good idea to for me to enter my name and just go through the process and really learn as much as possible. Get just be the best basketball player I can be, going up to, this next 6 weeks. So, they definitely supported my decision and kind of pushed me into, getting everything set up so I can, make that decision as well.
Okay, so the coach is obviously Coach Medved and Ollie Farouk Manesh, a great crew. You've talked to us about every single one of them so much. They're sitting down with you saying, hey, we love you, man. We'd love to see you back. But we also know that you're good enough for the next level, so you might as well go get evaluated. Was that essentially kind of the summary of that chat?
Yeah, that's basically the gist of it. I have their support and they have my support. So, it's definitely two parties were agreeing on it. So.
All right, so we know, okay, you're declaring for the draft, and as you said, you're maintaining your college eligibility, so you do have that option to return to the school. So there's certainly a lot of things still, up in the air to kind of see how this process goes. But so far, what is that like, David? I always wonder, is it like you make a few phone calls and then bam, you're in? What is that process like when you officially say, I'm going to declare for the NBA draft?
Yeah, it's a few things. It's not just saying it out in thin air. you have to file some paperwork. You have to email certain people and just let them know about your decision and everything. And then after that, that gives you the green light to be evaluated by coaches, GMs, and scouts. So it's definitely a little bit more of a process than I thought it would be, but. Again, it's the NBA, so it's very strict and, lots of paperwork.
I totally just picture you as Michael Scott walking outside of campus one day and just yelling into the air, I declare for the NBA draft.
Oh, my God. That'd be hilarious.
You know you got to do it today at some point. Please. They're going to be like, hey, there's David Roddy screaming in the air for some reason.
Right.
There it is.
Just doing jumping jacks on the parking lot.
It's so awesome, man. And again, this whole process, I think, is really unique. And I love the fact that this was tweaked a few years ago, too, where now, it used to be you declare for the draft, essentially, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you declare for the draft, you're essentially in. There is no going back. I love this because it does give you that opportunity to see where you are. And if you're not satisfied with that, it's easy as it's just staying where you are and having one more amazing year at Colorado State.
Yeah, that's, basically the gist of it. I think, it definitely helps the process a lot. There's a committee that, gives you a certain grade and, gives you evaluation and just say, like, hey, it might be a good idea to, to, you know, again, return for your year. But it's definitely, you're going to see a lot more players, you know, enter their name while maintaining the eligibility just to hear feedback. So that's very, very important for, you know, people who are trying to pursue, you know, their dreams and everything. And, you know, again, kudos to, you know, the NBA and everybody for, you know, allowing that to happen.
David Roddy joining the program, and of course the big news of the day, David Roddy declaring for the NBA draft. He will keep his option to return to Colorado State. Okay, so what's the timetable for all of this, David? Like, as you go through the process, like, what's your next step? What do you do first as far as this whole process of declaring?
Yeah, you know, for me, it's just, again, to figure out all my school schooling and situations and everything, and the teachers have been really, really flexible, you know, with me and you know, just allowing me to go through this process. I'll definitely have to go train somewhere. I think, you know, I'm pretty much headed to Phoenix to go train with, you know, again, a certain agency just to, you know, better myself for, you know, what's to come in the next 6 weeks, 6 weeks to 2 months pretty much. So It's a pretty long process, and you know, again, I won't know my final decision until, you know, after that process is done.
So going to Phoenix to train and really kind of get that NBA feedback, so to speak. Do you know when exactly? Like, I've always wondered, is it you sit down a few meetings, they evaluate you, and then they say ultimately this is where we think you would land? What does that look like? Is that a string of days that they're talking, or is there like a final date where they're like, David, this is our official assessment, do with it what you will?
Yeah, you know, again, it'll be a lot of training over the next 6 weeks, and then I believe I'll be, you know, going to the NBA Combine as well, and, you know, doing all those measurements and evaluations and everything. So I really won't know my final decision until the last week of May, because there's just so many team workouts. There's so many, you know, things that I have to go through to, you know, better myself and my stock. And so, yeah, again, it's going to be a pretty long and grueling process, but, you know, I'm excited for it.
David, what was your family like when you, obviously going through these discussions and then ultimately saying, hey, this is what I'm going to try to do here. What was that like for your family?
Yeah, no, it was exciting. You know, they've always, you know, had my back and supported me, you know, 100%, and they're super excited. You know, and it's actually funny. Some of them really didn't know. Like, they were, like, kind of surprised. It was like, oh, really? Like, he's entering that early? Like, it's already happening? So, you know, again, it was just a mentioned dream of mine, you know, growing up as a kid. But, you know, for it to finally be happening, it's pretty surreal for, you know, myself and the rest of my family.
It's crazy, man. I mean, you've done all of these amazing things. Obviously, the Mountain West Player of the Year. You guys get to March Madness. But, like, seriously, when you're in high school, you dreamt of being in the NBA. But did you really ever think you'd get to this point where you're actually out loud or, you know, officially going to say, I declare for the NBA draft? I mean, was it something where you're like, yeah, that's going to happen, no doubt about it. I will be in that territory.
Yeah, it's actually pretty surreal. You know, again, it's all happened so fast, and, you know, I try to take time and just to embrace the moment, but it's definitely really tough to just, you know, just to say, like, hey, I might, you know, I have a potential to be getting drafted this year. So, man, again, it's a dream come true, and you know, hopefully I can, you know, keep furthering that dream by, you know, hopefully just doing my best.
When did that become a reality to you in your head where you thought, I mean, was it last year? I remember when you and Isaiah stormed onto the scene, super softs, you know? I mean, we talked about you guys. Where did these dudes come from? So obviously our radars are picked up. When in your brain were you like, I could do this. I could play at the next level.
Yeah, I think it was just going into the season, I feel like, you know, I was trying to do my best as much as possible. I worked, you know, really hard. And, you know, after Paradise Jam, you know, I had a breakout performance really then. And then my confidence kind of skyrocketed. So, you know, I definitely had, you know, confidence that I definitely could, just from playing, you know, NBA kids in high school and, you know, some college guys as well. But, you know, it was definitely, you know, a lot closer than I thought it would. So, yeah, again, it's just pretty surreal.
According to ESPN, and you've probably seen all of this stuff, but you're the number 31 prospect in ESPN's 100. I mean, dude, that's pretty incredible, right?
Yeah, no, it's definitely, it's pretty crazy just to look at, for sure.
Yeah, well, my man, I tell you what, I'm very curious. I wanna track and follow you along, as you said, this 6 week, this 2 month journey. Either way you slice it, you know, it's so weird for me and probably most Rams fans, because I know you're an, I've said it a million times, and it's not, you know, me breaking any kind of news. You're an NBA player. There is no doubt about it in my mind. But I want to see you play for Colorado State, too. I want to see you do one more year. And I know Rams fans are feeling the same thing. They're like, wow, we could have a Ram in the NBA, but we also miss David Roddy. So I know it's going to be really bittersweet for a lot of people. Either way you slice it. And again, still may come back depending on what's going to happen. I know where you're ultimately going to end up. So to me, there's, for you, it's like, it's win-win. To be honest with you, David.
Yeah, you know, that's, again, a great thing about, you know, declaring while maintaining eligibility is getting as much feedback as possible, you know, getting myself in front of, you know, the eyes of, you know, a bunch of teams in the NBA, and, you know, I'll have a leg up, you know, after next season. So, you know, again, you know, there's still a lot to do here, but, again, I'll have to wait. You guys are all going to have to wait pretty much 6 weeks still.
All right, so I don't need to ramp up my texting to you until about the six week mark, and then I'll be like, David, what are you thinking? Then we'll get aggressive on it, okay?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, David, my man. Well, yeah, let's. I'd love to stay connected here in the next 6 weeks, like you said, and if we'll find out something, I'd love to see, you know, what the next decision. There's still more to learn about your journey, and it's sky's the limit for you, my man. Appreciate your time today. Congratulations on this. This is a huge deal. Either way you want to slice this thing, this is a big deal. Number 31 in ESPN's 100. Just congrats, man. It's such a joy to follow you and talk to you, and you know, it couldn't happen to a better person.
Thank you, Brady. I really appreciate it.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you next time. Good luck. Good luck in Phoenix. We'll be rooting for you, okay?
Thank you, guys. Go Ram.
All right, there's David Roddy. There he is. Wow. Boy, I don't know, Jades. I don't know. Does he get drafted in the first round? He's a number. Okay, again, it always depends on the needs of the teams, too. Like, people ask me about Trey McBride today. I think he's a first rounder, but it does depend on the needs for the teams. You know, you look at a lot of teams in the league going in, they need tight ends, what have you. How much do they need a tight end? For Roddy is going to be a unique prospect. He's a Draymond Green type guy. We've talked about that. Charles Barkley type guy. Where it's not like he's, you know, a 3-point shooting, you know, just nonstop kind of shooter. He's not a point guard. He's not a guard. He's a big man with ball handling skills, can shoot the ball on the outside, great moves on the inside, good passing vision too. So the question will be, number 31 of 100, is he going to pop up on enough teams' radars where those people working with David say, you're a first rounder? And then the other question is, what if they tell him he's a second rounder? We believe you are going to go in the second round. Does that change? Do you risk it? Because you want to get drafted. There's, as you know, two rounds in the NBA. This isn't baseball, Jade. It's not 977 rounds or football with seven rounds. This is two rounds. So you look at that number 31 prospect in ESPN's 100, probably so. I mean, that's probably a first round kind of guy. So I guess time's going to tell. I know he's going to be an NBA player. I just thought maybe one more year under his belt would further cement that. And that still might be where he goes with it. He essentially told us as much last week. If he's not going to enter the transfer portal, if he's going to play college basketball, it's going to be for the Colorado State Rams. But more than likely, he wants to see where he would stack up. And that is the smart thing to, I would, honestly, it's the smart thing to do. I would have been shocked had this story not come out. So a lot of Rams fans are tweeting, you know, the sky is falling and da-da-da-da-da. No, not yet. But I do wonder if you're 31 out of 100, what that really looks like. He was named Associated Press All-America, honorable mention. Mountain West Conference Player of the Year. He averaged 19.4 points per game, 7.5 rebounds per game, through almost three assists a game, a steal a game, a block a game, 33 minutes per game. His team went to the NCAA tournament. There's just so many things about David that seem to lead me to believe he's an NBA guy. Now, the question will be, is he a first rounder? maybe 31 out of 100. You're right there on the cusp, right? And then again, it depends on what the team's needs are. So he's maybe in that second round area. Does he want to risk it at that stage? That'll be the question. What a day today, Jades. We get this news. I saw Trey McBride run a 40 in his underwear. So that was exciting. It's pro day, man. Pro day is weird. I just got it. So yesterday I went to UNC's pro day. Today I went to CSU's pro day. And first off, at Canvas Stadium, it's beautiful. They take us into this media room. They put us in there like sardines. There's a big window overlooking the weight room. And we're all like just watching them. I picture like those old-timey doctors back in the day when they had to, how they studied people and they just watch a surgeon do stuff on their patient. And they're just watching, taking notes like this is a normal thing. They're all working out down there. And we're all pressed up against the glass just watching dudes work out. And then they let us go watch Ryan Stonehouse punt. Stoney's an amazing punter. I got to get him back on the show. I want to get all the prospects on, dude. We're going to have Komaite Coffee on. I think the standout for UNC, we'll have him on tomorrow. Don't worry, Jades. Your eyes got big there. Like, dude, I told you I was coming in hot today, didn't I? I told you. Trey McBride ran a 4.54. That is fast for a big, gigantic tight end. That is really fast. My guy Scott Patchen was out there. We had the Scott Patchen show throughout football season mixed with the Ellison Hubbard show. It was cool to see him again come back. You know, he had kind of an interesting departure from Colorado State. You know, his guy, Steve Adazio, he was definitely in Steve's camp. But it was cool to see Scott. Scott's a great guy. Barry Wesley, some other guys rock and roll. And again, watching Stonehouse punt in the completely empty Canvas Stadium was awesome. Lot of people there, dude. TJ Ward was there. Former Broncos safety. I stood right beside him. Did not get his autograph, Tanner. I'm sorry. I don't know what he does now, but he does something. He's a superstar, or he was a superstar safety, and he's out there watching pro day. So cool to see him, man. Part of that Super Bowl team. 23 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll talk about it. Pro day. What does it mean? Is Trey McBride a first rounder? Wow, you could have a Trey McBride and David Roddy drafted in the same year? Wow. 23 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310. KFK.
March Madness can be heard right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.